What do you see as being the biggest obstacle to the law being upheld by the Supreme Court?
The largest issue before the court is actually the mandate, which is a requirement that all Americans demonstrate that they have coverage of some sort, something we currently do not require. And if the mandate is upheld, then all of us are going to have to find a way to purchase or become eligible to participate in a health insurance program.
What if the mandate isn't upheld?
There's going to be a scramble within Congress, within the executive branch of government over this next year. It will be a tremendous hit if it's thrown out completely to President Obama's campaign this year.
Also, several key parts of the law won't even exist anymore, right?
The other components of the law are what I call the categoricals. These are things like permitting children 26 years of age and younger to remain in a family plan, requiring community rating for all individuals as opposed to individual rating, doing away with pre-existing condition requirements for eligibility so that if you happen to have something that's a disease, disorder, or disability, you will not be denied coverage because of it, stopping terminations by insurance company of people who use large amounts of benefits because of their health conditions. A very, very important issue for Floridians is the donut hole for the Medicare prescription drug program. It was originally designed creating a huge financial gap so that Medicare would pay for a certain dollar amount and then it would stop. And then citizens of Florida who were Medicare eligible would have to pay a couple of thousand dollars out of their own pocket before Medicare drug benefits began to pay in again. That was a tremendous disservice to the elderly.
And what's the other option the court has?
Parts of it will be accepted and other parts will be denied. The most likely portion to be denied is the mandate. And the reason for that is that if you look at the role of the federal government in particular as it relates to the regulation of commerce under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, most people, I think, would finally agree that healthcare is part of interstate commerce. The machines that are used, we transmit information telephonically. We purchase things and use things that cross state lines. That per se affords the federal government the authority to regulate those things. The difference between regulating something and saying it has to include these things, it has to look like this, you have to do it in this way, is very different from telling consumers that they have to buy it. Whatever happens is going to be exciting and important. But the bottom line remains not so much this law, because you can't legislate expectations and you can't legislate cultural norms. And until we get to a point where we are prepared to truly reform the structure and function of our nation's healthcare system, we're going to get more of the same. And we can't afford that. We can't afford it financially, and we can't afford it in terms of the health and productivity of our communities. It's just not going to work.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.